This is Beyond Mentorship with Dr. Nimrod Mbele. It's brought to you with the compliments of Plus 94 Research, the science of decision making.
Welcome back to Beyond Mentorship, and thank you for tuning in. As I've indicated before our very interesting conversation with Martin Kingston, we're now joined by Luyanda Lukolo, who's the MD of Pembela Trading. I want to hear more about the kind of his experience in relation to business incubation, which was done through Kibela. Let's take this opportunity to welcome Luyanda. Good evening, Luyanda, and welcome to Beyond Mentorship.
Hi, how are you doing, sir?
I'm good, my brother. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. I could ask you.
Absolutely. We've heard very good things about you and your entity. Just tell us more about your company for the listeners who haven't heard. What is Pembela's Trading? What are you guys busy with?
Okay, so Pembela Trading is a company that was established around 2019. It's a company that specifically deals with manufacturing, mainly of catering equipment. We do custom products for our markets. Most of the customers we have are mostly SMEs that, you know, are looking to start a business, maybe a spaza shop, maybe an existing small spaza shop or business that has already been established that requires equipment to make whatever food or culinary, they need. So yeah, our company has been busy with doing that type of stuff. We recently had a rollout of food carts for Empire Partner Foundation, where we're distributing such carts to assist smaller businesses to start up and get a kickstart, and mostly to youth.
Interesting insight indeed, and we hope all the best for your company. Let's take a step back. Obviously, you are in a very competitive environment, the market, which is very tough. Access to funding is very tough, and your strategy is obviously somebody needs to be part, or someone has to hold you, such that whatever investment you're making, time and resource wise, is used effectively. And we have learned through the grapevine that you're part of Kibela Business Incubator. Take us through what has been the value of Kibela Incubation for you as a company.
Kibela Inc. has been a very strong pillar in terms of helping me to develop and helping me to understand certain aspects, especially when you look at the financial aspects from a small business. It is never an easy thing to start a business and to get everything correct. And Kibela Inc. has managed to assist me to manage those things quite well, help you to understand things like tax planning, how to structure your things, help me to understand things like how to build a network of customers, people, the where to go in order for you to be able to get your name out there. So I would say Kibela Incubation has been very crucial in terms of assisting me to build that part of my business. And, you know, much as I would say I would be able to manufacture whatever, and, you know, my company can manufacture this, you also need the structure to be working quite well. And you need to be able to have the parts that are not necessarily core business. You need those parts to be functioning like clockwork all the time. And you know, being part of Kibela Incubation has assisted me quite substantially in getting those parts of my business right, where I can just make sure that whatever I focus on, I know that whatever is behind me is strong, and I'm able to sort of just focus on what I need to do very well.
Interesting indeed. Take us through the incubation process, because typically incubation journey, you could be start off at 6 months. After 6 months, then when you feel that you have graduated, into another 12 months and so on and so forth. How long did it take for you to be where you are at in terms of your level of confidence in terms of responding to key financial issues, key planning issues, key marketing issues, all these nice things that you attribute to the existence of the incubator. How long did it take you to be where you are?
I can say I've been with Kibela Incubation. This is the third year, so I'm actually almost complete with the incubation. But in terms of gaining the confidence and all of the things that you've mentioned, and being able to understand certain things that go into business that we'd normally not know immediately when you start a business, when you're a startup, it took maybe a good. They started us from very sort of. They grew us from like baby steps. That was a year where we do soft skill courses that would teach us how to do certain things, how to apply certain things, how to approach certain things. So they build the confidence quite quickly. And I think working with Tabiso, who does the accounting at Kibela, and working with Sisson Dombi, who basically carries out and reminds, is basically the mentor of us in the incubation. You know, you speak to them, they will tell you, no, don't go there, don't approach it like that. You know, try to face it like this. Maybe certain things, when you look at them as a young entrepreneur or as an up-and-comer, sometimes maybe you're too hasty, and they'll say, no, slow down. First get these things right, then you'll be able to take these steps and take them solidly. So they'll help you. They've helped me substantially, and I would say from the point I started to now, I'm very confident in the products that we have. I'm confident in the markets, and I'm confident in whatever that we are trading in. You know, all the items, whenever we have certain exhibitions where we came across the likes of Empire Partner Foundation, you know, and we were able to strike deals with them, it came from that confidence that was developed over these past 3 years.
Now, it's quite interesting that you've stood the course, you've been part of this program for 3 years, because entrepreneurial or any business, it's time consuming. You have to stay focused.
Yes.
You have to invest your energy. And when your friends are going out having drinks, you stay around and listen to Ntombi. You address all the issues that Ntombi raised with you, so that she doesn't repeat herself all the time. So these are some of the lessons around the jockey. You as a business person, what Ntombi has imparted on you and your business colleagues, are all those elements that enhances the competencies of the jockey, you being the jockey, and of course you having to address specific business aspect. To what extent do you think you do better on the basis of what you, once you've graduated, presumably after 3 years' time you'll graduate, where to from once you graduate?
Well, I think it's just continuing on the journey, because you know you never stop learning as a business person. You need to keep your mind open, and that's the thing, that's always a strategy and always the mindset that I've always kept, that you'll never know enough. So the things that are important is that you keep growing, you keep finding new things. What is out there? You know, those are the things that have that I believe will help Pemla Trading to keep growing and diversify its business and its avenues, the avenues that we walk, you know. So at this point in time, we are still working with some of the customers, such as the TDMs from Empire Partner Foundation. We've still got some projects that were going on with them. We do have some projects that we're busy with right now with from the Gauteng Enterprise Propeller. You know, we're going to just continue with that. You know, they've imparted a few lessons that always make sure that you shake as many hands as possible. Mm-hmm. And the more hands you shake, it makes it easier for you to be able to see what the needs of people are and be able to now customize or tailor whatever assistance or solutions you can for those people. So for Pimla Trading, it's there's no limit. You know, we'll keep moving, we'll keep focusing, and we'll keep trying to remain the child that is continuously learning, so that we are able to remain on point all the time. You know, that's all basically.
Great stuff. Yeah. One of the things that you brought to attention is the importance of networking, the importance of marketing.
Yes.
Because when you shake hands, as many hands that you shook, hopefully you sanitize your hands.
But on
a serious note, these are very important aspects. Networking is such a very important pillar in any business. So you come across as a very eloquent person who is knowledgeable about his products and who understands the importance of going out there and networking and bringing as much as many businesses as possible. So I suppose this is one trajectory that you would going to harness, or the skill that you're going to harness together with your colleagues, to a point where the company has grown. But what sort of advice would you give to someone else who's listened to you as a successful up-and-coming entrepreneur who has been incubated by Gibela Business Incubators and who's now seen the value? And we did not hear you having bought a car because suddenly $200,000 landed into your account. We do not hear you going to some fancy outlet drinking champagne, telling the whole world that you have arrived when you have literally not arrived. So these are important practical issues that a person who is in your shoes understands the pain of building credibility, the pain of building profile, so that you can have a conversation with the likes of Martin Kingston, the gentleman that I interviewed about 20 minutes ago. He's been very successful, and it was not by chance.
Yeah. So one of the things that I've always believed is remaining humble but confident in whatever that you do. Be confident, but don't overstep. Know your boundaries. The other part of what I would say is make sure that your word is gold. If you say you're gonna do something, do it. You don't ever make empty promises, because your word in business is everything. If you're not able to keep your word, if you're not able to say, this is what I can do and this is what I'm going to do, and you don't keep that, you're gonna get into trouble very quickly in business. So for me, those are the things that I've always said to myself, and I've always, as a managing director and as a young up-and-coming business and trying to build my business, the one thing that we've prided ourselves on is make sure you don't overpromise. And if you do make a promise, make sure you keep it. Because the one thing that I've seen, and I've seen a lot, and I think some other people have spoken to you about that on your show, that bad news travels fast. You know, the moment you don't honor a contract, and this is the thing that I think some young entrepreneurs or some up-and-comers, they get too excited and they start running away, you know, and they buy these fancy cars and all of that. Take your time. I believe in taking time. I mean, we started the business in 2019 and we are still going, and we're not yet where we would like to be, but we're moving slowly. So understanding that moving slowly and cautiously and trying to learn throughout and enjoying the journey as well. That's also very important. You know, it's a very important thing, because you're not going to always be working all the time. Sometimes you will have those spur of the moment times where you can actually just pat yourself on the back.
Absolutely.
That goes back to being confident, but don't overdo, don't be arrogant, just be confident, but also be humble at the same time, you know. So those are the small things I could say, you know, that that would assist, you know, because it goes with the character traits, but also it helps you to maintain what you're building in your business instead of destroying it by trying to impress everybody out there. It's not that important, you know.
Absolutely.
You know, just take it easy, you know. That's what I would say.
I like the sound of that. We're going to take a break and we'll come back and we'll wrap up on this very interesting conversation that we're having with you, which I think certainly benefits up-and-coming entrepreneurs who are in your space and who wants to see their businesses, you know, growing in the same way yours have grown over the past 3 years. Let's take a break. We'll come back.
This is Beyond Mentorship with Dr. Nimrod Mbele. It's brought to you with the compliments of Plus 94 Research, the science of decision-making.
Thanks for tuning in. We're wrapping up a very interesting conversation here at Beyond Mentorship. I am joined by Yolanda Lukolo, who is an MD at Pempla Trading. This is a company that produces and sells girls' equipment. You've heard from this young lad. I would call you a young lad because you come across as very young. Very fascinating. Very fascinating stuff. You know, yeah, fascinating stuff that he has picked up from Gibela, from managing all the aspect of business, be it financial aspect, be it networking aspect, be it communications, be it contracting, and so on and so forth. These are important aspects which he would not have learned had he not been in incubation setup. So here again, this is the value of any incubation. And, you know, for you to become successful as Lukolo is or would be successful, you just have to be on course. I like the words that he put to us before we went to that break around your word is gold, you know, which means you have to be credible, you know, and
yes,
on
yes.
The basis of business lie or, well, the currency in which business rests on it is trust. If you as a business person,
yes.
If I can't take your word, I will, you know, word of mouth, you're quite correct. You know, bad news travels very fast. If you mess me up, I'm going to tell everyone, oh, don't touch that one. So
yeah,
it's important that you manage that. The other issue that you brought to attention is that don't make promises you can't keep, you know, which means you have to, and that's a very important point again, you have to know your limits. Say, I can't produce this quantity at this time, but can I produce X? And let's see how we build as you proceed. Because we all make mistakes.
For sure.
You are still coming, and you know, you rather over-deliver, under-promise and over-deliver, not the other way around.
For sure.
So which has been a very useful point that you have shared with us. As we're parting ways with you on this particular program, we certainly want to hear you growing more and more, and you know, how do we get hold of you? How do we get hold of your company via our socials? You're welcome to give us a show socials. You're welcome to give us the information that listener would be interested in to procure from you, because this show is also about that. Yeah. Literally in 2 minutes.
All right. You can find us. We've got a workshop in Springs New Era, number 58 Watt Street.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we do the manufacturing, and we actually currently putting together a showroom. So for anyone who'd like to just come see what we do, and you know, we can also plan what you'd like. So that's in Springs New Era. Contact details, you'd be able to contact our company at 061-234-1685. Basically we are also available on Facebook. We've got a Pembla Trading Facebook page, and we've also got a TikTok page where you can see some of the projects that we've done, a few documentaries of the manufacturing process, and that's Pembla underscore Pembla underscore Lukolo, you'll be able to see some of those things. So yeah, just take some time, visit those things. You'll be able to see some of the things that we've done. And you know, if you've got an idea, just contact us. We'll see what we can do for you. We'll obviously discuss and design whatever that you want, and then we'll keep in touch with you until we know what we can. We'll keep in touch with you until we are complete with your project.
Well, thank you very much for that insight. And I tell you what, you invite us. Once you've got a nice gig, invite us so that we can observe. And we'll obviously try and elevate your product through stations such as this, because that's what we exist. We exist to showcase the brilliance of up-and-coming entrepreneurs such as yourself. We've got contact details of the producer of the show, Harry. Liaise with Harry, and let's see how we could be of help. Because we don't only just want to, you know, we want to build a relationship with you. Business is about relationship; it's not once off.
Sure.
And that's what we want to build, and we want to see you being successful. So, yeah, let's leave it here until we have a conversation with you at some point to hear how Pamela is performing. And once you've graduated from the incubation center.
Thanks so much, Numerat. Thanks so much. I'll appreciate being in touch with you again.
Absolutely, the pleasure is mine. Yeah, we're going to have to leave it every tier. That was Luyanda Lukolo, who's the MD of Pamela Trading. They produce and sell gas equipment. You've heard from him how he's quite fascinated by the exposure he has been getting from the incubation, which has made him a better human being from a business point of view. So we all wish him all the best, for we understand the importance of the kind of business that he's into, particularly that it is managed by young folks. I'm sure you're serving as a good example on how others can follow in your footsteps and make business a priority. It has been absolutely beautiful. We're going to have to leave it here. Like I always say, you know, it doesn't cost you nothing to smile or to be kind. Shalom.